Welcome to Mustard Seed Ministry Radio Program. This is Don Lee Cameron, and it's an honor and a joy to be with you today. This is part three of a three-part series that we are doing on being a person after God's own heart. This is the final part, so please stay tuned at the end where we will have a time of prayer together. I want to encourage you to open up your Bible and open up your heart and receive what God is going to say to you today in this final part of being a person after God's own heart. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Christian Renewal Church Sunday Sermon. We hope you enjoyed this message. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit ChristianRenewalHHI.org.
Fourth point I'd like to make is to encourage yourself in the Lord. You know, see, you're going to face some times in your life where everything is going great. You're on that mountaintop. The next thing you know, you're in the valley. And then you may be in the middle. But regardless, wherever you are, you may need to encourage yourself. You need to get some scriptures. You need to get the word in your heart and to glorify God. You know, you're going to be worshiping Him. You're going to be loving God. But see, sometimes you're just going to need to encourage yourself. We find in David's life in 1 Samuel 36 or 30, verse 6, it says, "And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David," see, everyone was grieving, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. We have to see that in ourselves. We may be facing situations in our life that really is unspeakable. There's things that may just have happened to us that are just, you know, awful. And we're just going to have to just encourage ourselves. When everyone's weeping and mourning and they're about to, you know, maybe you're the leader and they're about to take him out, David, he just said, you know what? He probably looked around and said, yeah, go ahead, take me out. But right now I need to encourage myself in the Lord. And you need to find yourself, you need to find yourself some scriptures. And you may not, again, you may not have a scripture, but you can say Jesus. I've heard a testimony before where a guy was on drugs. He was just on drugs so much, on heroin and everything. He didn't know what to do. And a Lutheran pastor came in there and said, just say the name Jesus. 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 And that was a beloved pastor, Steve Hill. That's his testimony. He's gone to be with the Lord. He was a powerful instrument in my life. But he came forth and said, Jesus, Jesus. And on that day, he was reborn. Nothing took place that day. He didn't say a four-point prayer. He didn't say anything. I'll tell you what he said. He said, Jesus. And Jesus is the answer. And he will break through any barrier, any drug addiction, anything that you're going through, or any addiction, anything. He'll break it off of you. Those chains will break off and you'll walk in freedom. You'll be reborn and you'll walk and things will start to look crisper. You'll see the trees as what they were supposed to look like. You'll smell the air like it's supposed to smell like. And this is a sweet smell that we smell. And it's the aroma of a repentant sinner. It's a person that has come to know Christ and hasn't done anything else except come as they are to the throne room of grace. In Psalms 34:4, it says, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Yes. Psalms 34:17-18, it says, the righteous cry out and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have broken hearts and saves such as have contrite spirit. So as we come to a close on this wonderful day, I want to encourage you to walk in your own gifting. Walk in your own gifting. Be a true friend. Live out loud for God as a true worshiper. And at the end of the day, you need to encourage yourself in the Lord. Know that you got what it takes. Know that you're not alone. God will never leave you nor forsake you. And He's going to do it through you and in you. And you're going to have a great future. I believe it to be yours today. If you agree with me, say amen.
Amen.
Well, we've talked about how we can position ourselves as a person after God's own heart. I want to read you something that's straight from the Scriptures, right out of this wonderful book. It's a letter from God. It's called the Father's Love Letter. And this is a wonderful ministry that you may have heard of. It's the Father's Heart Communication, but this was put together by them years ago. And I've made available copies in the foyer. So if you grab one or two if you want to and take it to your friends, but those are yours to keep. And I just want to encourage you to grab one or two of them if you'd like. There's plenty of them. And read it for yourself. But right now I want to read it to you. And I want to encourage you that this is what our Father who art in heaven thinks of you. Praise God. My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I am familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered. For you were made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being. For you are my offspring. I know you even before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. You were not a mistake. For all your days are written in my book. I determine the exact time of birth and where you would live. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb and brought you forth on the day you were born. I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me. I am not distant and angry, but am the complete expression of love. And it is my desire to lavish my love on you, simply because you are my child and I am your father. I offer you more than your earthly father could ever do. For I am the perfect father. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand. For I am your provider and I meet all your needs. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope. Because I love you with an everlasting love, my faults towards you are countless as the sand of the seashore, and I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good to you, for you are my treasured possession. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul, and I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart. For it is I who gave you those desires. I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine. For I am your greatest encourager. I am also the Father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you are brokenhearted, I am close to you. As a shepherd cares for a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. One day I will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and I will take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. I am your Father, and I love you, even as I love my Son Jesus. For in Jesus, my love for you is revealed. He is the exact representation of my being. He came to demonstrate that I am for you and not against you, and to tell you that I am not counting your sins. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. I gave up everything I loved that I might gain your love. If you receive the gift of my Son Jesus, you receive me, and nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home, and I will throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been Father and always will be Father. My question is, Will you be my child? I'm waiting for you. Love. You're dead, Almighty God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's alive and he's seated as King of Kings.
Let us pray together now. Father, we come before you. We bless your holy name. Right now, everyone at the sound of my voice, bring forth greatness in them, Lord. I pray, Father, that you would push them into their destiny, God. That you would uphold them, Lord. Comfort them, Lord Jesus. You would show them what they need to do, Lord. You would give them direction, God, where there seems to be no direction. Father, that you would bring peace where there seems to be turmoil. Father, break in to the dark and areas of their life, Lord. Shine your light bright in them, God. Be Father to them. Jesus, come and comfort the brokenhearted right now, Lord. Those that are broken in spirit or in their mind, Lord, right now, comfort them, Jesus. Come to them, Lord. Let them not be alone anymore. Put the lonely into families, God. Let them see your glory, your miracles, Lord, in this day, Lord, so they will not grow faint. Lord, you promised us not just heaven, Lord, that those that believe upon you, but even today, Lord, that they should have life and life more abundantly, Lord. Give them abundant life, Jesus. Give them greatness, Lord, in their families, Lord. Restore marriages. Restore relationships, Lord. Let them understand what forgiveness is, Lord, from you, Lord. Those that have not surrendered their life to you, God, they're praying with me today, Lord. I ask, Father, that you would send forth your Holy Spirit to transform their minds, their heart, Lord, and they would be born again, Lord. They would surrender their life, Lord. They would lose their life, and they would find their life in you. Lord, they would never be the same after this day. They will have a new direction, a new heart, a new desires to do your will, Father. In all things, we should be thankful. So right now we are thankful, Lord Jesus, for what you've done on the cross. We are thankful, Lord, that you have risen from the grave, Lord. We're thankful, Lord, that you sit at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, Lord. You'll never leave us nor forsake us. Be with those today, Lord. Be with them. Be Father to them. And those that don't have a friend, be the friend to them, Lord. Those that don't know how to worship, show them how to worship. Let them get out of their comfort zone. Let them get out of their selves and to know that you are God. And that they would worship you in spirit and truth, no matter where. But just to worship you in spirit and in truth. And Lord, that they would know that they are fearfully and wonderfully made in your image. That they don't have to be ashamed of how you made them. They are lovely. They are pretty. They are handsome. They got what it takes. Let them see that. Let them experience that. And let them walk in that. I'm asking, Father, that you would reveal your Son Jesus to those that don't know you. And those that do know you, Lord, encourage them. That they would hear your voice and know which direction to go. That they would not feel alone anymore, but they would feel comforted. They would feel at peace because they have the peace of God that passes all understanding, that rules and reigns over their heart and mind through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And they will go forth spreading your gospel. Sharing about what you've done on the cross, what you've done for them. They would share their testimony. to others, Lord, their family members. Lord, that you sent those that you have set free, not only just to follow you, but to also go back to your home and to tell others, to be that evangelist, to be that mouthpiece for you, to tell the world how great you are, Lord. So, Father, right now, impart your wisdom, impart your glory into their life, impart your miracles and signs and wonders so they can go out and do great and mighty things for your kingdom. Fill them right now with your Holy Spirit, Jesus. Fill them right now with your Holy Spirit, Jesus. Any weak area of their life, Lord, we commit it to you, God. We say we are not going to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. So, Lord, I pray, God, right now, Lord, whatever they may be facing, whatever they may be going through, Lord, it is over in Jesus' name, and that they have peace in their heart, that you have taken their sin, their sickness and disease on the cross, and so that you bore our sins on your body on the tree, so that we may be dead to sin and live for righteousness. And by your wounds, we were healed. Father, display this miracle in our lives. Display it. Show off mightily in each and every person's life here today. We love you, God. We worship you. And we give you praise and thanksgiving. Father, bless each and every one of the hearers today. Let them go forth with smiles and joy, that they know not that every need is met, but that you are enough, that you are enough. We don't rejoice in the material things, but we rejoice in you, the internal things, the things that will last for eternity. And so right now, Lord, let their eyes get off of this world and let them get their eyes on heavenly realm. So, Father, right now, show your glory in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.